Mark Dubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of fellowship together around the truth of the eternal God, the greatest treasure that's offered to mankind in written form. The Bible, God's precious word that He's entrusted to the human race, is the most amazing book that's ever been compiled for the human race. We've been discussing this treasure and what a blessing it is to have the Word of God. And perhaps some of you listening today do not have a copy of the New Testament. We'd like to send you a copy of the New Testament, a brand new copy, containing all 27 books of the New Testament, free and postage paid. All we need is your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, and it will be our pleasure and joy to send you a packet with a New Testament and with some other little booklets and some Christian literature, some information concerning the Word of God, and how this book, the New Testament, can be a blessing and benefit to your life. We'll be glad to send you a new calendar for this year, a pocket calendar, and we'll send you some other Christian literature, all free and postage paid. All we need is your name and your mailing address printed clearly. Now, I'd like to give you our mailing address, so that you can write to us and send us your mailing address, and it'll be our pleasure and joy to send these materials back to you. There's been some changes made in our ministry over the past year, and we now have a precious brother in Christ here in the state of Texas at Victory Baptist Church who is helping us with our mailing ministry, Brother David Richardson, and he'll be glad to send you a packet with a New Testament. Our mailing address now is Bob Griggs, that's spelled capital B-O-B, space, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. That's Bob Griggs. On the next line, you would put capital P period, capital O period, capital B O X. That stands for Post Office Box. And then our box is 1214. Post Office Box 1214. The city or town we live in is called Leander, and it's spelled capital L-E-A-N-D-E-R. That again, capital L-E-A-N-D-E-R, comma, and a space, and then capital T-E-X-A-S. That's the state we live in, Texas. And then the zip code is very important. You'd put it on the same line. And that is 78646-1214. Again, the zip code, 78646-1214. And then, of course, on the last line, you would put United States of America, our capital U period, capital S period, capital A period is the abbreviation for the United States of America. That's our mailing address. And we do appreciate so much the letters that we hear from you and the comments of encouragement that you give to it. It's our joy, our privilege, to share the Word of God with you and how we want you to have this New Testament. So you can dig into it for yourself. Find nuggets of truth that will thrill and bless your life. For it's the greatest treasure offered to you free by Almighty God. And so, beloved, we hope that you will take time to write to us and to send us your mailing address so we can send back to you this copy of the New Testament. Now, we've been discussing how the Bible, the things that it shares with us and tells us about the one true God. It tells us about the creation of the universe and of the earth. It's a guide for daily living. It presents the consequences of sin. It tells us how that God loves mankind with unconditional love. It explains how we can be forgiven for our rebellion and sin against God. The fact is, the Bible tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and come short of measuring up to God's standard of righteousness. We've all sinned, and because of sin, we need forgiveness. And there's only one way to receive forgiveness for our sin, and that is through putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing the gospel. That is, the word gospel means good news. The good news that God gives to mankind, which tells us how much God loves us. For God so loved the world, or the human race, that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to leave heaven and all of its glories, to take upon Himself human form, to be born as a man, so that He could walk among us, revealing the love of God in a way that our small, finite minds could comprehend and understand. And because He loved us, He went to an old rugged cross and allowed mankind to nail Him to that cross and died there for you and for me. Because the wages of sin is death. The Bible explains that to us. And by one man's disobedience, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death is passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That's why death faces every human being that walks upon the face of this planet. Death is a reality. We've seen it all around us. We see it all the time. We see pets and animals that die. We have loved ones that pass away and die. And it's all a result of sin. And there is a penalty for sin. It is death. But the good news is that God wants man to be reunited with Him. Man was separated from God by sin. You see, beloved, God is without sin. He's holy. He's pure. He's righteous. And sin separates man from God. Just like sin causes separation in the human race from people fighting against one another, feeling like they're superior to one another, looking down on one another. It's all a result of sin. Wars are a result of sin. Fighting and heartache and grief and sorrow and illness, all of these things are a result of sin. And God so loved mankind that He wanted some way to make man, or a way to come back to God. And so He sent the Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, who came to earth, walked upon it for 33.5 years, lived a life without sin, revealing God's love to man by performing many miracles while He walked here on earth, even raising people from the dead and restoring them to life. And then he gave his life as a sacrifice for man's sin. You see, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. All throughout the Old Testament, God told man to make sacrifices for his sin. The sacrifices of a lamb, and it was a special lamb, a lamb without defect, a lamb that didn't have any disease or any broken bone. And that lamb, the blood, was to be shed and offered for the sins of mankind. A man would place his hand on a lamb and would bring the lamb to the priest, and the priest would kill the lamb for the sins of that individual and what they had done. But one day Jesus came, and John the Baptist presented him as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And thus Jesus went to that old rugged cross, willingly giving his life for you and for me. For that was the purpose for which he came, to make a way of salvation whereby mankind could be forgiven for their sin and could be restored to fellowship with God through faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thus, beloved, some 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ died on an old rugged cross and was buried. But the good news is, 3 days later, he arose from the grave. He arose from the grave and he lives today. The Bible tells us he's seated at the right hand of God the Father, and he offers to you and me forgiveness for our sin. If we will invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our life, if we will believe the gospel that Christ died for our sin, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave, victor over death, over hell, over the grave, that if we'll accept him as our Savior and put our faith and trust in him, he will send his Spirit into our spirit to do the work of salvation, to give to us that wonderful gift of salvation, forgiveness of sin, and a restoration to fellowship with God. Oh, beloved, it's a wonderful truth that will change and transform your life. Ask him to come in where you are. He'll hear your prayer. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you, my beloved. Goodbye now.